want to tell you guys real quick about the easiest way to get some action on any of the major sports right now, including motorsports. It's Underdog Fantasy and their pick'em game. Just pick higher or lower on your favorite or maybe your least favorite players or driver stats, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Underdog keeps it simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile app. All you need to do, pick between 2 and 5 players to fill out your pick'em entry. Get every pick right, and you're taking home some serious money. Maybe enough that you can buy an IndyCar team or give them some money for maybe some marketing. All you need to use is the promo code PLP and get your first deposit doubled by up to $500 by Underdog. Some points on why you want to use Underdog versus everything else out there. It's the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. You don't need to worry about waivers or trades or lineup setting. You can draft your team in a couple minutes and you're done. Like I mentioned, you sign up with the promo code PLP. Click the link in the show notes each and every week going forward on this show, and your first deposit will be doubled. In other words, you deposit $100, you're getting $100 free. Check them out, guys. We will try to do as many pick'em sections in this show as possible each week going forward to give you our insight. We will share what we're picking, maybe even if it's other sports if you guys are interested. Anyway, Underdog Fantasy Sports, check them out now.
Really? Now I have to edit that. Welcome to another episode of Pit Lane Parlay. I am your host, Mike Chocum. This bumbling person is Frenchie. I think Mr. Malukas forgot we were recording today, so he is not here, obviously, as you can tell. We are going to ramble on for a while. We're going to talk IndyCar news. By the way, I'm definitely not editing that out. I'm just going to let everybody laugh about it at the beginning of the episode. So,
well, why? You could have just started a new recording. It would have been really easy to just delete that 1 second.
Yeah, but this is way more fun this way.
Okay, I don't even remember what I was saying, but I think... you know what I was saying?
Yeah.
There was news. I found more news that there's another website that seems even sketchier than the first one I was telling you about.
Save that. Sports. We can talk about it. Like the sketch. We should do like 2 fakes and a truth, like, or 2 truths and a fake.
Yeah, which,
like,
names
IndyCar
are real?
News story.
This website's called Sports Mole.
I've seen that before. I actually have. I've seen it in like my Apple News, and I'm like, I never click on it.
It's an entertaining like name.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right. Before we get there, remember to check out our friends at Underdog Fantasy. Click the link in the show notes and go to the page. Enter promo code PLP or PPN, whatever 3-letter combo you prefer to use. They have racing stuff up on the weekends between Thursday and Sunday. It drops down and it comes back every Thursday, so go check it out. And then next week, I will not be here, so Frenchie will be recording probably with a homeless man. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. Yeah, I wish you the best of luck in recording next week. And yeah, so I won't be watching Long Beach probably until I get back from vacation. Maybe on the flight home, depending on if I decide to fall asleep or not. So we're going to talk about some IndyCar news. Maybe some fake IndyCar news. We're going to start with some ridiculous questions because we're trying to kill a little bit of time. So, let's see here. Who is one celebrity you would want to be friends with? And conversely, who would be a celebrity that you would not want to be friends with?
That's much easier, the latter part there. But I think someone I would not want to be friends with, I would say... any of the people who are basically, I think, kind of pieces of garbage, like, or mentally unstable. I don't know. Would you consider Elon a celebrity?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's one of them that I think is just like deranged. Maybe Kanye would not want to be friends with. There's a lot.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyone who's had like a criminal case pending against them, as we've seen a lot of that stuff going on right now.
Sure. Yep.
So no, thank you. I'm trying to think of someone I just dislike because I find them annoying. And that would be,
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pit Pass Moto, sponsored by Moto America, is the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings the biggest names in motorcycle racing right to you. From candid interviews with the top names in racing to providing insights into the trends and trendsetters driving the motorcycle industry, we have you covered. New episodes are available every Thursday at pitpassmoto.com and on your favorite podcast app. Ride on.
I don't know why, because he seems like he's probably just a nice person, but for some reason I just find him irritating is Channing Tatum, and that probably just alienated any female listener who finds him attractive, or male listeners who find him attractive too. Actually, sure. We'd go both ways. So not to exclude anybody, honestly. I just don't get the fascination with him.
I met him at Barber, because he was the Grand Marshal in 2018, I think. And I don't really watch the movies he's in typically, but
yeah, me neither.
He was very nice. Like, I don't have anything, and I know you're not saying he's not nice, but
Johnny Depp. I don't want to be friends with him. He seems just like weird. He creeps me out, kind of. I feel like he probably would engage in like animal sacrifice.
You've given me like 7 no's. Can you give me like 1 other yes?
Yeah, unfortunately, I feel like a lot of the people that I would have liked to be friends with are from old movies or TV shows that are dead now.
Of course.
Yeah, so I'm going to say Pierce Brosnan. He seems pretty cool. Like, okay. I pretty much like every movie that he's in. And yep. Like, he's a former Bond. Let's see, who else could I be friends with? Celebrity. Oh, there's some musicians that would be cool. Like, it'd probably be fun to hang out with Keith Richards or Mick Jagger now that they're sober. Like, because there's no way I could have done anything similar to what they. Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who else. Fair. Carlos Santana. Right.
You've given enough.
Yeah. There you go. What about you? You know celebrities. Like, you actually know these people already.
I want to throw in one like that I would love to be friends with, or at least love to like get a beer with, and it would be Nick Offerman, because I saw some clip. Other than like being hilarious, he's a very like normal guy and very outspoken on issues he believes in, and he came down hard on somebody in like an award speech about like anti-gay comments they had made. So I was like, oh, good for Nick for you know, speaking out. And I forget what the exact thing was, but I remember that I saw it on like Instagram literally last night. Who would I not want to be friends with? I feel like I could come up with plenty of answers. So this is gonna get like oddly specific, but the band Shinedown, I would not want to be friends with any of them. I have a lot of friends who really enjoy them, but I know some things about them that they're just kind of unfriendly people, and I'll just leave it at that. So that would be on my list since you know, we're making a list, and trying to think of somebody good. Oh, I'd love to, again, be friends with Jaromir Jagr, former Pittsburgh Penguin, who still is playing professional hockey now overseas at the age of like 51 or 52. So the dude used to like skate with weights on his ankles after a game to like stay in shape. So he's a freakish athlete. So that would be cool to understand like the level of dedication that somebody can put into their career to be the best. And then one more bad, who would I not want to be friends with? Jimmy Fallon. I find him incredibly irritating and not funny.
That brings up a whole list of people for me. Yeah. Like James Corden, really don't like that guy.
Yeah, every once in a while I see something from him that's like kind of funny, but not enough to like change the fact that I find him typically annoying. But Jimmy Fallon is the one I find the most annoying by far.
Some of the stuff is funny sometimes because he is talented when he does like covers or impressions of musicians, but that's about it. Any of the rest of the stuff he does, it seems, yeah. Especially because reports have come out about him that are not as flattering.
Yeah. So I just saw some practice announcements for IndyCar, but it's what we already know. Sorry, I got distracted by that. So yeah. Okay. Let's do one more. We'll kill a couple more minutes here. No, I'm going to skip that.
I want people to submit their answers for that one. Honestly, I'm interested see like who you want to be friends with, and probably even more interested in who you don't want to be friends with
later this week when the episode comes out.
Yeah. Or maybe like whose list is better about between us.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. Okay, I'm not finding any good current questions. If I don't find one, we'll just move on. I don't know if you're an adventurous eater, but what is the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
I do try things when I go places. I'm trying to think of what I've tried that's interesting or adventurous. I've eaten shark before. I don't know if that's really... Yeah, I'm trying to think of... I've eaten alligator.
Both very good. Alligator is better.
I've eaten a fish eye before.
I don't know if I have. I would.
Yeah, like nothing that exotic, I would say. I'm trying to think of if there's anything else that I've eaten in trips abroad. No, I mean, those are probably the most unusual things that I've eaten. I'm not sure if you can add to that list if you've got anything crazier.
I don't know about crazier. Kind of like one, like this would be like an honorable mention. There's a pizza place in Des Moines, Iowa that makes crab Rangoon pizza.
Oh, okay.
It's probably my favorite thing on the planet. And if I was going to Iowa in July, I would probably take the half hour drive like from near the track to go. But I've had shark and alligator and like all sorts of weird fish and whatnot. I've eaten chicken liver, fried chicken liver, or chicken heart. I forget, one or the other. There's a bar in Philly that like that was their like happy hour, like munchy snack was fried chicken livers, let's just say. So I think that's pretty weird.
Yeah, my wife hates the idea of eating any of these like meats that are not chicken or beef, basically, or pork.
Yeah, I'll try it anything.
Disturbs her. Yeah, no, she's not like that.
Yeah, neither is my significant other. She is definitely a quite picky eater. Incredibly picky eater.
Michelle's not even picky. She just gets weirded out by these, I would call textures. Them alternative meats. Like she'll eat anything else, basically, that you'd find in the grocery store. But
in the alternative meats section.
Yeah, she doesn't like venison. You know, it's just, even though that's pretty common, she doesn't like any of these things. And I don't think, she just finds the idea of eating them weird, I guess. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. But as an alternative meat eater in addition to another meat eater.
Let's make a company with like beyond
alternative meats.
Yeah, we'll just call it alternative meats. You know, like liquid death. It'll just be marketing like that where it's really unhinged.
So gross.
Alternative meats. And it'll be like alternative rock marketing. It'd be perfect.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
What do we want to start with?
Oh, there's not much IndyCar news. I mean, we do finally have Long Beach coming back this week. Or not coming back, but racing's coming back is what I mean. It feels like it's been another off season.
Dude, I know. I was a little bummed like 3 weeks ago when I figured out that Long Beach was going to be the weekend of like me being on vacation and I'm not going to be watching. So I figured out late afternoon race will be like 10 p.m. ish.
Yeah, I think it starts at 3 or 3:30 here. So,
and after adventuring all day, I am sure I'm not going to want to stay up to watch a race like on my phone in bed. So I'll just wait.
True. Yeah.
But yeah, I guess. All right. So we don't have any IndyCar news. IndyCar. Let me go with this. This is going to be like the quickest episode we've ever recorded. The practice that we had in St. Pete where the drivers were split and whatnot is apparently staying. Drivers were mixed about it. I don't think they actually really liked it. I think it's a hassle for the engineers, but neither of us watched practice that one because it was your wedding weekend. So we were
right.
We were distracted. So yeah. All right. I don't really have an opinion on it. I don't really care about it. I don't think it solves the issue. But
this is cool. What? I guess anyone at the event is going to be able to see some historic cars.
Oh yeah,
racing around. Like, they have historic IndyCars challenge to the lineup of racing events. What does this mean? Oh, okay. So Zach Brown's going to be driving, of course, because he's got a bunch of classic race cars in his garage. Scott Borchetta from Big Machine Racing. Who else do we have? I'm not sure, but this will be cool. I wonder if they'll actually record this so you can watch it. But the Historic Motorsports Association, the HMSA, is the one who will be putting this on. And I just like seeing, I know it takes a lot of money and effort to keep an old race car running, especially when you have, I don't know, strange technology that is not made anymore. And I like that. It's fun to see. So I may tune in if they broadcast that somewhere.
I may not, but
they used to do the celebrity race and that was kind of cool. You know, I enjoyed watching that in the Toyotas. Yeah.
That was fun.
Seeing who would win. Yeah. And so this is not the same because there's no way that people are going to get as racy with their own expensive historic race cars as they would with like a Toyota Celica that's given to them for the day.
Yeah. I have a hot take.
Go for it.
You know, they've done the vintage cars. They did it, I don't know if you remember, the Sunday of Pocono, you know, when IndyCar came back to Pocono, they would always do it pre-race. They do some vintage cars and they did it before the 500 until one of them wrecked a couple of years ago. I don't really find it that interesting. I love knowing about old cars and I love the IMS museum and any sort of car museum. I couldn't care less about seeing them go 50 miles an hour on track. It's just not that interesting. Now, granted, if I grew up in the 60s and I thought rung it as you brung it was still a viable Indy 500 strategy, sure, I might find seeing AJ Foyt's old roadster out there interesting. But yeah, that was kind of an unnecessary dig I just took, but I enjoyed it.
Okay, so I'm seeing this news everywhere. So let's just bring it up because why the hell not? Because we don't have much else to discuss in terms of real news. There have been three now. So I don't even know if I'd count this. Three sketchy websites. Does that count as like one bad source? Anyway, we triangulated this from three sketchy websites. And I haven't heard this from anyone that we've talked to within IndyCar, but Mick Schumacher is apparently tipped as a front runner to take one of the Prema seats when they come into IndyCar next season. So I guess, he fits the profile of that newcomer from the European circuits, and he's got a connection to the team. I mean, a Schumacher name in IndyCar would be pretty awesome.
It would be cool. Yep.
So I'd like to see that. That'd be really cool. Cause there's no way he's getting back in an F1 seat. Unfortunately, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
So he might as well come over here. And I would hope that he would do better than some of the other, I mean, Marcus Ericsson has done well. You know, I would hope he would end up doing better than like Romain has or some of the other people who've come over. Like, remember when Lotus came in and
Rubens
Barrichello and John Alesi and whoever else raced for them. That was pretty terrible. But Mick Schumacher, I'm here for it. But it's probably not true, just to warn you. There's some sketchy websites of questionable quality. Just you can go to their pages if you Google search this, and you can just tell by the website design that they are desperate for clicks. And I clicked.
Yeah.
Because I need something to feed onto right now, to latch onto going into this weekend.
So there is a lady training her dog in my parking lot outside my left shoulder right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't see it, but she's like, you know, sit, stay, blah, blah, blah. And you can't see this either. But my dog is now sitting on the couch, like expecting.
He's listening.
Yeah. He like, cause my windows are open. So he hears her out there working on commands, and it's hilarious.
Well, he deserves a treat then. Like, he's being that good of a listener.
Yeah, he gets plenty, and he'll get spoiled with plenty at my parents' while I'm on vacation. So
that's fair. Yeah. Are you sad that the open test got canceled due to rain?
I didn't even realize the second day got canceled. I paid no attention to the announcements.
Okay, so yeah, it did. Did you see that the livery is slightly altered on the number 6 era McLaren
this weekend?
Car?
Yeah, the gray looks pretty nice. I like it more than the blue.
Me too, actually. So we still don't know who's going to fill that car. I mean, as we said before, we think it's Teo Pourchaire.
Yeah.
But I expect we'll get an announcement right after this. It's probably already going to happen before this episode actually drops. But
yeah. Oh, for sure. It's like I would have to release this episode like after we're done recording to beat whatever news is going to come out.
Yeah. I mean, we were hoping to be able to grill David himself.
Yeah.
And really put the pressure on so that he has to tell us. But obviously he was on to us, and so he decided not to even bother basically putting himself under that level of scrutiny. He's too media savvy for us.
Yeah. David, if you're listening, you can still join. We've got probably 4 to 6 minutes left of recording, but we will extend it if you actually join.
I don't know. It is now 35 minutes after he was supposed to see. Yeah, I think he's not coming. Not to throw any shade at him. The guy is much busier than either of us.
Yeah.
Except you. You're a pretty busy guy.
The last couple weeks have been just like chaos busy every week. You know, like I told you yesterday, I took more naps than I did trips out the front door this weekend. Like, I was just totally exhausted.
There was no interesting racing on. So, I mean, what else are you going to do?
Yeah. All right. Should we make predictions and just call it a wrap?
Yes. Let me.
Can you tell by my lack of enthusiasm? I'm in vacation mode. I am packed 24 hours before I need to leave for the airport, which is probably a record. And sorry, I'm distracted by my dog listening to this girl out the window still. And yeah, so we'll make predictions. And yeah, I'm sorry, I'm in vacation mode. I want to take a nap, which is the next thing on my to-do list after a little bit of work. So, Frenchie, who's having a good weekend?
It's hard to say because it's been so long since I've seen anyone race, but I'm going to go with Felix Rosenqvist. He had a good first two events, so.
Yeah, all right. I'll go with Marcus Ericsson. Andretti typically has good street course package, and you know, I'm sure he'll be motivated to make up for a mechanical failure, you know, 6 weeks ago in St. Pete. Who's having a poor weekend, Frenchie?
A poor weekend. I'm going to try to find a hot take. Kyle Kirkwood won this race last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to have a poor weekend.
All right. I'm going to go with Will Power for no specific reason other than to do a hot take trend. Okay, good, bad. Who's getting the poll? Hold on. How many non-Big Three cars will make the Fast Six? So Big Three, we'll call Penske, Ganassi, McLaren.
I'm going to go with one.
Okay. I will take two.
Okay.
So the answer will be zero.
Yeah, maybe.
Or five. It'll just be like one of those like wacky weekends. Okay. And so I don't know. Is there any random prediction you want to throw in there to wrap it up?
Do we want to guess if there's going to be like a heated moment between two drivers at any point? It seems like last year that everyone came out of, I guess it was Long Beach, talking about that Pato and Dixon incident where Pato definitely threw a late move on the inside of Scott. And
yeah,
people were polarized over that. Are we going to get something like that?
No, but the broadcast will try to drum it up by talking about last year's things. And, you know, they will try to drum up some drama if anything happens and go, oh, remember last year?
Wow, you sounded like Townsend there.
Did I?
Not really, but
I didn't think so. I was like, it's not. I was just going for a general.
You did the whoa thing that he likes to do.
All right, so you're going to say yes?
I think I have to, I guess, but
yeah, that's fair.
I don't know who it's going to be.
Grosjean.
We need some feuds. Well, yeah, he's a pretty easy bet for feuding with people. Yeah. Didn't he piss some people off at St. Pete?
Probably.
Oh, and at Thermal, he was angry. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're going to wrap it there. We're at 25 minutes. Check out Underdog Fantasy. Leave me alone on vacation. Enjoy Long Beach. Enjoy Barber next weekend. Obviously, I won't be making predictions for that one. Might watch it live, depending on if I'm jet lagged, because I'll be back by then. But enjoy.
I'm Bruce Martin, host of Pit Pass Indy. Each week, I go behind the scenes of the NTT IndyCar Series and introduce our listeners to the biggest stars of IndyCar, which features the Indianapolis 500 as its cornerstone event. The men and women that compete in IndyCar may be the bravest athletes in all of sport, as danger lurks around every corner. They are able to look danger in the eye without flinching. That is why the NTT IndyCar Series features the best racing on the planet. Join me every week as we talk to the stars of IndyCar, including the legends of the Indianapolis 500, on Pit Pass Indy from Evergreen Podcast.